Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for his mercy over our lives. We bless God for the grace of God abiding upon our lives. We bless God for what God has done and what God will continue to do. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate the grace of God. We appreciate the extension of the hand of God over our lives. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Join me to say thank you, Jesus, 7 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 La kate tutumbra kadasi. Ebaru kunta kende son turiaba. La gagele ponto stenderibu. Rapaponka kandarabo son toyeki. Elia leki dele burra kanda leko sandoya. E papa papa krokoto de kede kerebo shendoli kariaba. Ebiamo krokati. Eliskendele prokosende. Lekete kese por yama kandele kodia. La kagagara kata kendele burubo sonto rikaya. Maka gele kende serika. Thank you, Father. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is I Voted Prophetic and Deliverance Broadcast Program. And the Lord has been using this broadcast to do a lot of things in the life of people. I trust God that God is going to do wonders in your life today. As you are joining us now, get ready because we are going to pray a lot of prayer here. And God is going to answer you by fire. We appreciate those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends. And we appreciate all the testimony they forwarded to us. We appreciate the mightiness of God. In fact, I've received a lot of testimony. People receive their permanent residence. People receiving their visa. People receiving testimony upon testimony. Job opportunity, job breakthrough. I appreciate the Lord for all these wonders. And I know many, many people connected to us today shall also receive their testimony in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For you that joining us for the first time, this program come up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. Today is 28th day of the month of November, year 2021. I want you to appreciate the Lord. Thank the name of the Lord for making it possible for you to see today. We started this year just like yesterday, and the Lord has been so faithful. The Lord has been so mighty. The Lord has been so great over our lives. I appreciate him and worship him. I appreciate him and thank him. I appreciate him and magnify him. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 7 prayers we are going to pray. When I pray this prayer, I will personalize it. You are going to pray the same prayer also. Look at the way I'm going to pray it and pray it for yourself also. Shout this prayer loud and clear. Every evil animal, dispatch into my dream. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Every evil animal, dispatch into my dream. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Every evil animal, dispatch into my dream. Ah! In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that needs to pray that prayer very well, especially if you have been having some bad or terrible creature attacking you in the dream. You have to pray very well. Pray the second one very well. Say, powers sponsoring evil dream into my life. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Powers sponsoring evil dream into my life. Ah! In the name of Jesus. Powers sponsoring evil dream into my life. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment oppressing me in the night, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my environment
oppress him in the night. Cast fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Pray this prayer very, very well. Every coven of witchcraft in this environment, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, say, garment of disappointment, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Garment of disappointment, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted in Jesus' name. Pray, arrow of sudden death, get out of my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, get out of my life. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sudden death, get out of my life. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Say, I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. That's one of the powerful prayers you can pray. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. It takes the blood of Jesus to defeat the enemy. Say, blood of Jesus, silence all my stubborn mockers, all my stubborn pursuer. Blood of Jesus, silence all my stubborn pursuer in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, silence every stubborn pursuer in Jesus' name. Those who are mocking me today, they shall be my slave tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are mocking me today, they shall be my slave tomorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are mocking me today, they shall be my servant tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Those who are mocking me today, they shall be my servant tomorrow in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. Beloved, I want you to listen to me very well as I'll be talking on paralyzing evil spiritual visitation. Paralyzing evil spiritual visitation. There are a lot of visitations in the Bible, and let me read one of them. You can see it in Luke chapter 1, and you read it from verse 28. And the angel of the Lord came in unto her and said, hey, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. That is a visitation. That is a godly visitation. That is a good visitation. Also, the enemy had counterfeited invitation like this, visitation like this, and has also been visiting many people in their dream, or even when they are awake like this. They have what we call visitation of darkness, and this visitation is always very dangerous. Listen to me very well. Today we are going to paralyze every evil visitation that you have had before. Every evil visitation that you have had before, it shall be paralyzed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, every spiritual visitation is for a purpose. No spiritual visitation that is useless. No spiritual visitation that is purposeless. Every spiritual visitation is for a purpose. There is no spiritual visitation that is purposeless. No, every spiritual visitation is for a purpose. And every spiritual visitation always leaves something behind. That is why when there is evil spiritual visitation, there will be a lot of things that will happen in that environment. That is why when some people begin to have that experience, there are signs they will notice. There will be heaviness all over their body. That's showing that there is a visitation in that room or where they are. They will be overwhelmed with cold all around them. That means there is a particular visitation in that place. Though they may not see it, but there is what we call dark visitation. Sometimes they begin to feel like if they are being shook, it's because there is a presence of dark power. Sometimes they notice that their hair are standing up, all the hair is standing like a standing grass. It is because there is a presence of evil visitation in that place. Sometimes some of them will notice that their hands and their legs are tied together. This is just a sign that a visitation is taking place. When there is evil visitation, you will notice that things will not work well. Because evil visitation is to steal, is to kill, is to destroy, is to oppress, is to defy, is to harass, is to imprison. When people experience evil visitation, either in their dream, through somebody feeding them, or somebody making love with them, or a personality sleeping behind them, or they notice they are not sleeping, but like a personality walk in into their bedroom. And as soon as that personality walk in, they feel heaviness all over their body. They feel like a cold water all over their body. It shows that there is a visitation going on. And every evil visitation, like I told you, it is for a purpose. And it's going to leave something behind. There will be consequences of evil visitation. That is why you and I must learn how to anoint our rooms, anoint our apartment. We must learn how to sing the song that will praise God all over the apartment. We must learn how to plead the blood of Jesus in all the apartments, because this will not allow evil stranger, this will not allow evil visitor to have access into that apartment, to have access into your life in the dream. Because every evil visitation is not just useless. Every evil visitation is for a purpose to kill, a purpose to steal, a purpose to destroy, a purpose to oppress, a purpose to defy, a purpose to harass, and a purpose to imprison. You must know that when somebody say he has experienced evil visitation, it's one of those things I've mentioned will have taken place. Though he may not know, he may still be walking around, but he may have been oppressed, he may have been defied, good thing may have been stolen in his life, he may have been destroyed spiritually. And since he finds himself still walking around, he will not know that there is a spiritual transaction that has taken place. But beloved, I am telling you today that every evil spiritual visitation will always leave something behind. And what they normally leave behind is always very disastrous, very dangerous, very wicked, something very, very terrible. And that is why we need to pray. Some women, they had this encounter and they've never been able to conceive. A new couple, they had this encounter and they could not conceive from that time. When you encounter strange personality, either in the dream, in an open vision, or as you are going, you must know how to deal with it. Because every evil visitation will bring in a consequence into your life. Magentos ko priakata. It is time for us to pray. When a dead man, a dead relative, is appearing to you in the dream, it is evil visitation. When you see yourself serving strange people in the dream, this is evil visitation. When you see yourself that somebody is feeding you in the dream, this is evil visitation. When you see that somebody is sleeping by your side in bed and it's not your husband or wife, this is evil visitation. When you notice that you are feeling the presence that somebody is walking into your apartment, this is evil visitation. And when you are having sex in the dream, this is evil visitation. You must deal with this invitation. You must paralyze it. You must paralyze this visitation, Paralyze this visitation. Because all visitations spiritually, we always leave something behind. Get ready now. We are going to pray and paralyze evil visitation. We are going to destroy the consequences that has been released. And we are going to paralyze every activity of darkness and begin to prophesy upon our lives. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, if you want to give your life to Jesus, say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come into my life. Take absolute control. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Get a bottle of oil now. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we challenge this bottle of oil. And we challenge this bottle of water. Let the fire of deliverance, the power and blood of Jesus, enter into it. And through this water, this oil, let yoke be broken. In Jesus' name, pray. Now drink a little. And pray this prayer very well. Say, evil consequence of spiritual visitation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, consequences of evil spiritual visitation. In the name of Jesus. Consequences of evil spiritual visitation. In the name of Jesus. Consequences of evil spiritual visitation. In Jesus' name we pray. You may not know, but immediately you had a counter spiritually, or there is a visitation spiritually, it has left something behind. It has left something behind. If you follow your friend to a diabolic place, a place that is not a place of God, whether Abalis or wherever, or Abao, or something like that, or you follow your friend to a particular marine goddess, that particular visitation would have dropped something into your life. You are going to pray now. Say, any evil that entered into my life during evil spiritual visitation, come out in the name of Jesus. Any evil that entered into my life during evil spiritual visitation, come out. Come out. In Jesus' name, pray, anoint your head. Say, yoke of evil spiritual visitation, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of evil spiritual visitation, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of evil spiritual visitation, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest. Say, yoke of infirmity, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of infirmity, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your belly button. Say, yoke of darkness in my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of darkness in my blood, break, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cancel the consequence of every evil spiritual visitation. I cancel the consequence of every evil spiritual visitation in the name of Jesus. I cancel the consequence of every evil spiritual visitation in the name of Jesus. I cancel the consequence of every evil spiritual visitation in Jesus. Say, I refuse to become a slave to any evil power in the name of Jesus. I refuse to become a slave to any evil power in the name of Jesus. I refuse to become a slave to any evil power in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one very well. Say, every witchcraft decision upon my life, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft decision upon my life, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft decision over my marriage, there, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft decision over my marriage, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft decision over my career and my business, there, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft visitation, every evil visitation over my career, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Leketeka, evil visitation over my ministry, loose your oath in the name of Jesus. Palekotokai, anoint your aunt. I speak to that aunt. Hear the word of the Lord. Receive power to make it. Receive power to make it in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint the legs and say, every evil chain attached to my leg, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Raise up your prayer request. Lord, we thank you for this prayer request. Answer them by fire. Give your people greater testimony in Jesus' name we pray. I pray for as many of people looking forward for something very unique this week. I pray that God will give you testimony. The Lord will visit you. That breakthrough shall appear. That career breakthrough shall appear. That marital breakthrough shall appear. That conception that I've been waiting for, the Lord will give you in the name of Jesus. There shall be testimony. There shall be greater testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that sister. All the property you want to sell, the Holy Ghost shall sell them. and there will be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for what you have done. Continue to uphold us and strengthen us in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us or send a formula to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festa Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Don't forget, this Psalm 91. It's a psalm you must read. In Jesus' mighty name.